We continue on learning the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov b'Pidchas Oliyo Rin Mechulin Perek Dalad Mishnah Dalad. Behema Hamakasha Leleid. Here you have the mother animal is having labor pains. Vahutzi Uberes Yado, and the fetus extends out its limb, its foreleg from the womb, from the body. Vachasacha, and a person cut it off. Vacharkach Shachat Esimo. And then only afterwards did the person shech the mother. So here the animal extended, the baby, the fetus extended its foreleg, its outside of the body. The mother has not been shechted yet. So we consider that this aver, this yah that is extended out, has the status of aver manachai. Why is that so? Because what happened? Vachasacha. It was detached now from the live fetus, if the fetus had also died, it would be the same thing. This is considered Ever Manachai. You're not allowed to eat Ever Manachai. It's also is considered like a nevela, so therefore it's going to be Tamei B'maga if you touch it, Uvamaso if you carry it. So, but the Mishnah's Chiddush here is that Habasar Tahor, the meat of the fetus, which obviously it touched the yad, the foreleg that came out, that was Ever Manachai, and the Ever Manachai, we said, has the status of nevela. Nonetheless, we don't consider the fetus Tamei. It's considered Tahor, because at that stage, since the mother was still alive, the fetus that remained, meaning besides the foreleg, didn't have the status of food. Even if it were dead, by the way, certainly if it's alive, but even if it's dead, because the mother has not been shechted, the mother's still alive, it's considered part of the mother, and the mother is alive, the mother's not mekabel tuma, so therefore the fetus, it doesn't have the status of food, and it's also not mekabel tuma, even though it touched the yad that extended out. So this is a case where the shechita was done only afterwards, the animal extended, the fetus extended out its leg from the body, it was cut off, and then it was therefore obviously has the status of Eivir Menachai, and even though at the moment you're cutting it has the status of Eivir Menachai, nonetheless the mother wasn't shechted, and therefore it's not mitamei, it doesn't make tamei the rest of the fetus that it was attached to. Shachar asimo v'acharka chasacha, but let's say you shechted the mother first, and then it extended its foreleg is outside of the body, but you shechted the mother first, and only then you cut it off. So here we have a machlokas. Habasra maga nevela. Rabbi Meir believes that the fetus, the meat of the fetus, the flesh of the fetus, is tame because it touched a nevela. It touched the ever menachai. It touched this. It touched the aver, this limb, this yad, the foreleg that it extended out of the body, out of the womb. So therefore, it becomes that's an nevela, and therefore the fetus becomes a nevela. Why? Because since the mother was shechted before you even cut it off, so the moment you're cutting it off, you're cutting off the limb, the mother is already dead. The mother has already been shechted. So therefore, this aver menachai limb that's being cut off at that very moment, it's touching the rest of the fetus that it's attached to, and the rest of the fetus is meat, is flesh, is because the mother's dead, therefore that has buster, therefore it's going to be mekabel tuma. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Now, if we think about it, we said when you shech the mother, the limb becomes eiver menachai, even before you cut it off. So if it's eiver menachai at that moment, why don't we say that it's metame the food right away? Even before you cut the foreleg off. It said you cut the leg off, oh, it's metame the rest of the fetus. It should be metame the rest of the fetus once you shech the mother, because it became eiver menachai at the moment the shechita was done, even before you cut the limb off. So the answer is, because before you cut off that limb, it has the status of the touching that it does, the connection it has to the fetus, to the flesh, is what's known as maga beis hastarim. There's no tumma going on because it's covered. It's beis hastarim. It's hiding. Only when you start cutting it off and it touches it at that moment, when you start slicing it off, then do we have our aver menachai foreleg that's sticking out, touching the flesh of the meat of the rest of the fetus, and that at that moment it becomes tummy. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachamim omim maga treifa shchuta. Say the chachamim, the fact that you're telling me the meat of the fetus is touching this yah that went outside, and in a case where you shechted the mother before you cut off the leg, so we don't consider that like a touched nevela. Even though this limb should be an Ever Menachai, it's not true. It's not Ever Menachai, and therefore it's not Tame like a Nevela. We view it as if it's touched a Trefa. Why is that so? So the Chachamim hold that the mother's Shechita is not that it doesn't have any effect at all on the limb that's coming out. When it comes to, let's say, an animal that's inside the mother, we say, oh, you shech the mother, you're allowed to eat the animal inside. Here, where it sounds like, according to Rabbi Meir Shech, the mother does absolutely nothing for that limb that's sticking out. That's Sefer Menachai, there's nothing you can do about it, that certainly is going to be usher, and it's tamei like nevela. The Chachamim say not completely. It's true, when you shech the mother, you're not allowed to eat that limb, that foreleg that was sticking out of the body. But it does take away, the shechita of the mother does take away the tumah of nevela from it. What's that based on? So he says, well, it's no different than trefa. What do you find? Mama tzinu bat trefa shchita samataharta. Take a trefa animal. There's a fatal defect in the animal. You can't eat it because it's a trefa. So is it tame? It's not, well, it's not tummy now, it's alive. If it dies, because of this fatal defect, it becomes an avela. But what if you shecht it before? Now, if you shecht a trefa, you can't eat it, because it's a trefa. But the shechita will literally purify metaharta from it becoming an avela, so it's not tummy. So, af shechitas behemah, say the Chachamim, tetayar es ha'ever. He believes that the shechting of the mother can, although cannot permit the limb to be eaten because it was left the body, but it can remove from it tumas nevela, it can remove from it aver menachai, even though you're not allowed to eat from it. That's what the Chachamim hold. The mother's shechita, therefore, is going to be effective. For what? For this foreleg that's sticking out, why can't we say that that at least covers it, that it can remove its status of every manachai, remove its status of nevela, of the status of tumah, and just be no different than trefa? Therefore, it shouldn't be tame. And if it's not tame, it's not going to be the tame, the fetus, that it's attached to when you start cutting it off the fetus. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Meir, and Meir responded to the Chachamim, lo, it's not true. Are you comparing it to trefa? Im tiharat shchitas trefa osa davar shegufa. Titayar is a aver davar sheinogufa. I understand very well that I have a trefa animal. There's a fatal defect in the animal. It's going to die within a year. And if you let it die right now, if you don't shecht it, it's going to be an avela tame. That I understand how your shchita can remove and purify it from tuma, and so it doesn't become an avela. But that's only because when you shecht a trefa, it's something that's happening to the body. The animal's a trefa itself, and you're shechting the animal to remove its to remove the nevela status, the tuma status. Tetayar is ha'aver. You're going to say the same thing, that shechting of the mother should now purify the aver that's sticking out of the fetus, is sticking out of the body. That's not part of the mother's body. Maybe the shechita, when you shecht an animal, it can take away the nevela status from the animal, if it's a trefa, let's say. But if something that's not part of that, this is not the mother. You're talking about the limb of the fetus. You're going to tell me the shechita of the mother is going to remove the status of aver menachai, of nevela, from that limb that's sticking out, which is not the mother at all. It's part of the child. So therefore, that's Rabbi Meir's response, and he believes therefore that in fact, in this case, where it extended its limb and you shechted the mother first, and only then you cut it off, it has the status, that limb, of Ever Menachai, and that Ever Menachai can be metame, the fetus that it's attached to, because as we said, the bus is maga nevela. Only because you shechted the mother first and only then cut it off. Then the Mishnah now asks the general question, which seems everyone agrees to, how do you know that when it comes to a trefa, that if you shecht a trefa, you can avoid it becoming an avela? We could make the following argument. Maybe it should be the opposite. And that is what? Behemah tmeya asurav achila, af trefa asurav achila, a non-kosher animal you're not allowed to eat, and a trefa you can't eat. Well, if you shecht a non-kosher, you shecht a sus, you shecht a horse, so what happens? You're going to remove its status of tumah, of nevela, if it dies? Ma behemah tmeya ein shechita samet taharta, shechting a non-kosher animal does absolutely nothing to it. It's a nevela like any animal. So too, a trefa, which is also not kosher, so to speak, you're not allowed to eat. Why should the shechita matter? So the Mishnah says, lo. Now I'll explain to you other cases are different. Im amrit bevehema tmeya shaloha yisolav shas ha-kosher, Torah betrefa shaloha yisolav shas ha-kosher, comparing apples and oranges. A non-kosher animal was never fit for eating. It was never kosher.
So if it was Shas HaKosher, really, there was no time that it was prepared, that it was fit in order to be able to eat. So therefore, a shechita on a behemoth tmea, which was never, had never, there was never a moment in time where it was a kosher animal you could eat from it, the shechita is not going to do anything. And therefore, the animal is going to be an avela when it's dead. Tomar betrefa, but you're going to say this thing by a trefa, it had a Shas HaKosher. Before it became a trefa, it had a Shas HaKosher. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, that's a very good argument for an animal that started out perfectly healthy, and then it somehow it developed a fatal defect, or was attacked or something. But, tol masha lecha, masha hevesa, you should take that which you brought, that argument you just brought, haresha nolda trefa min abetin minayin. What if you have an animal that was born as a trefa? So then that should be tantamount to our behemoth tmei, our non-kosher animal. And just like by the non-kosher animal, shechita doesn't do anything. It doesn't remove the tumas nevela from it when it dies. So too, if an animal has this congenital defect, so then it's a trefa from birth, so then the shechita should not help to remove the status of tumas nevela either. So says the Mishnah, lo. No, in Amrit, there's still a difference. Im Amrit behemoth tmei shekein ein bimina shechita. You see, behemoth tmei, a non-kosher animal, let's say a horse. So there's no din of shechita at all for a horse. Tomar ba treifa sheish bimina shechita. At least when it comes to a treifa, there that species that that sheep, let's say, that developed that even it was born with a congenital defect and it started as the treifa. At least sheep in general have the concept of shechita, and therefore we've defended the halacha that a treifa, if you shecht it, you can remove the status of nevela of tumas nevela. Then the Mishnah says, based on that, ben shmona chai. So let's say you have a live 8-month-old fetus that's born from a cow. So the Gemara assumed in those days that if you have a 7-month baby is able to live and a 9-month baby is able to live, but 8-month baby, we assume was going to die, is not able to live in those days. So the same thing soon comes to animals. So here you have a ben shmona chai. So here we assume that it's not going to survive. If it's that's born prematurely, as ironic as it is, 7 months is fine, 9 months is fine, but 8 months is not. So if it's born alive, and it's fine, it still has the status of being dead. And what you do? And you shechted it. Ein shechita so metaharatu. Guess what? That animal is the shechita will not be metar purified from the tumas nevela while if yishe ein bimino shechita, because there is no concept of shechita for an animal of that species. Why not? Because it's no different than a non-kosher animal. An 8-month animal, by definition, is like non-kosher, because in that species, an 8-month animal, there is no such thing that a shechita would ever apply to it, because it's already dead when it's born in a halachic sense, even though it's maybe alive, and therefore shechita won't permit it, and therefore the shechita of that animal as well will not permit, it will not remove the status of nevela. Bar Tanur explains, Hilkoch lo nafka michlal tzonu bakar. So when it comes to the other animals, when you have a sheep that's born with a fatal defect at 9 months, so then that's still tzonu bakar. It's still in this category where the Torah speaks about shechting tzonu bakar. But avol ben shmona chai, shenolan mi behema chaya, ein lanu b'mal tahir afilu nishchat, even if you shecht it, you can't be metahir it. V'she'enu b'chlal b'kar v'tzon, it's not included in the klal, in the category of b'kar v'tzon, because no species of 8 months is able to live. Perek Dal of Mishnei. Hashokhin es behema motzla ba ben shmona chai omeis. So it's a continuation, really. You shecht a pregnant animal, and inside there's an 8-month fetus. Whether it's alive or dead makes no difference. O ben tisha meis, or let's say it's a 9-month fetus that's dead. Kora o, you can tear open the mother. Umotzi es damo, and you don't need to do any shechita. You just remove the blood, and you're able to eat it. No, rather, it means that while the mother was shechted, you're tearing open the fetus. You can tear open the fetus, remove the blood, because he can't eat the blood, but the point of koro, tearing it open, means that I'm not shechting it. So what are we basically saying? That when you shechted the mother, and you found this 8-month-old, and this is true not only if it's dead, but even if it's alive, because if it's alive, an 8-month pregnancy is as if it's dead, or 9 months, and it is dead. So then that doesn't need any shechita. Why? Because we had this in the past. Just make sure you don't eat the blood, remove the blood, because the shechita of the mother is effective for
for the fetus that's inside. Can't eat the blood, you have to remove that. That we understand. Matzah ben tisha chai, if let's say you found inside the and the mother that you shechted, it's a 9-month fetus, it's alive. Ton shkita, then you need to slaughter it. Why? Because it's full term. It's like it's a separate animal, not part of the mother, so it does not become permitted with the shkita of the mother. V'chayev ba'oso v'espano, and then we'll talk about this later in the Masechta, the issur of shechting the mother and its offspring on the same day. So this would apply to the mother and the fetus as well, even though you found it inside the mother, you can't slaughter them on the same day. Div Rebbe Meir, who holds that this, if it's you found it live inside, it was 9 months full term, it's considered a separate animal, even though it's inside the mother. The Chachamim omrim, shchitas imo metaharatu. Chachamim say, even when it's not a live 9-month fetus, you shech the mother, you purify it, what does it mean? You're able to eat it. Chachamim obviously hold that even though it's full term, it's alive and full term, it's not considered independent from the mother. It's part of the mother. You shech the mother, you're allowed to eat it. But this is all true on a d'oraisa level only. But midi d'rabbanan, you'll see the Bar Tanur will explain based on the next opinion of the Mishnah that if this calf started to walk a little bit, so then midrabbanan, even though really the shechita of the mother should cover it, because the Chachamim say, even a full term, nonetheless, midrabbanan, we don't want people to think, oh, I guess you can eat animals without shechita, even if they're completely born, and you didn't shech the mother. So that's what the Mishnah is saying as follows. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, afilu ben shmone chadashim, v'choresh basade, even if it's 8 years old, and it's plowing in the field, this calf, shechitas imo metaharatu, the shechita of the mother permits it. What does that mean? So that the Bar Tanur explains. L'divrei chachamim, kevon shehalach al gabi karka, according to the chachamim's opinion, the previous opinion, if it starts walking on the ground, ton shechita midirabbanan. You need to shecht it midirabbanan. Why? Do asi l'chuluf eilecho behema b'lo shechita. People don't think, oh, you're going to switch it for a regular animal. You're going to think a regular animal. I don't need to shecht. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Matir, afilu la'achar shehifres al gabi karka. He allows, even if the animal's walking around, it's 8 years old, it's plowing, oh, you shecht to the mother. This animal that's walking around right now, it was in the womb, full term, when you shecht to the mother, I don't care how old it is right now. So that's certainly a very lenient opinion, and we follow the Chachamah's opinion. The Mishnah concludes, Umatzaba ben tisha chai. Let's say you ripped over the mother, you ripped open the mother, which means that you didn't shech the mother. So I can't rely on the shriek of the mother to permit the fetus. And you found a ben tisha chai, and it's not, it's a full term animal. So then everyone agrees. Ton shchita lo nishchata imo. Even the Chacham would agree. You have to shech the animal now independently, because since you didn't shech the mother, so of course you have to shech their trial.